Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Ken and Curtis with Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
You missed the hit and run, Curtis. Razor, on his way out, just said, enjoy the Bills' beatdown of the Pats on Sunday. Oh. As he tucked tail and fled. How about that?
Not a crazy take.
Can't trust these Canadians,
but
even though I'm married to one.
It is odd, the Toronto-Buffalo thing. It's like quasi-same town.
Well, they're the Dodgers of MLB now, so might as well grab an NFL team, sign them all up.
Yeah, this week was awesome as it pertains to the world we live in, because you had just one of the biggest ass clown moments in Boston sports history, where you have a guy that does the play-by-play say publicly that something great's going to happen, buckle up, and then gets mad at everybody for being buckled up. And then you have the Red Sox front office spending the entirety of the offseason about urgency. And there are certain people, that tell you what they're going to do, and there are people that just do it, and you see it. And this Red Sox front office, the second John Henry came out saying whatever the quote was recently, that they were going to be big players or bound by no constraints, you knew it was an inaccurate statement, because Sam Kennedy comes on this radio station every Thursday and says, we're not going to get into the financials. We don't want to give our opponents a competitive advantage. How many times has he said that, Ken?
I think once.
I am a liar, according to him. But it's just the dumbest approach. I mean, to say nothing of the fact that it's bad business, whatever. Like, the jig is up immediately. So what's the purpose of it? If you're only going 3 years for the polar bear, it's the same thing as the freaking Juan Soto debacle.
They have a problem with PR communication.
No, they don't. They don't have a problem with PR communications. The guy that's in charge is trying to sell tickets, so he's saying things that are not true as a means to get you to buy the tickets until you realize it's not.
Yeah, but they had the full throttle a couple years ago. Like, that was a debacle. And then I think, to your point, like, they just, whether the message gets out separately, they've become the interest kings and nobody believes what they're selling or these reports anymore. They're misleading their public. They're getting them all geared up. They're saying they're in on Soto. They're not getting the job done the way they used to. It's creating a like, they didn't really have to do this offseason. They had a lot of goodwill, right? They had a playoff season. They have Roman Anthony. They have people buying in a big way. You didn't need to go out and guarantee number two starter, two big bats, and then not deliver on it. You know what I mean? They could have undersold it and then brought Bregman back and been okay. But the other way now, the narrative has shifted where they've promised things either indirectly or directly, and they've not happened, at least for this week. So that's the uncomfortable part.
One of the big takeaways has been, it's amazing how redundant this city is when people say the same thing over and over again. It's one of the laziest takes to say, well, they're always going to sell out Fenway. What's the big deal? They're never going to learn their lesson. Tourists come to town. They spend money at Fenway Park. We'll all be fine. Well, then why are they doing it? Like, there's a reason the ownership is doing this, Einstein. They're doing it because their ratings are down. They want to have more subscriptions to the Nesson 360 app so you can see Tom Karen.
That doesn't help ratings. It's if you mislead
the people. In the immediacy of it, this is what I'm talking about. To say that they're always going to be fine because of the tourist is to ignore the reality that their biggest cash cow is Nesson. It's not Fenway Park. And it's not taxed. It's their own entity.
Yeah.
And so the reason they're doing this is because they're trying to take advantage of low-info fans and say, all right, I'll buy Puppa tickets today and we'll get four seats for the Dodger game in July.
Well, I'm most worried about Fenway Fest because last year you and I had Garrett Crochet, the big ticket item. It was a fun Fenway Fest weekend. We had the big guy and he turned out to be everything and more. This year, what are we going to have? It's going to be back to when we were out in Springfield and you had the rowdy crowd, the restless crowd before the owners gathered.
But it's such an assault on your fans. Like, it really is. There's no other way to put it. You're out here. The fan base was very happy. They were engaged.
That's what I'm saying.
It was a great season.
Yes.
And now you sit here without Bregman, without Devers, without Schwarber, without Alonso. And you sit
and the rest of the division grabbing those guys or others.
And
that's the most disturbing part, actually.
Who reported this? Was it Sean McAdam who had the story that they are not engaging? They don't believe in long-term contracts anymore. And
we know that. Though.
But I said this from the beginning, Ken. John Henry is leading the owners to the hard cap.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You cannot do that and scream about the perils of long-term deals for high-priced players while simultaneously signing one. And while I agree 5 years and 150 is not a long-term deal in today's Major League Baseball, Juan Soto's a long-term deal.
Sure.
Shohei Ohtani's a long-term deal. Those deals are the legitimate ones. What the Red Sox were in on, it was such a self-inflicted wound, and it just shows the total disregard that they have for their fans. Like, oh, what a douche move.
Well, you know me. I had a great appearance on the Gray Hill Show a couple weeks ago. People were still talking about it. And my one lead was, I'll take Bregman over the polar bear, right? If you have to choose, which I think you did.
Right, but that's today, I love you. Like, today, that's not...
No,
like,
just let me finish my point. I think that could still happen, but I'm even worried about that happening because, as what you're saying, they signed him for, what, 3 years, 120? He wants 5 years, 175. They're not going to go there. So,
and it would be an idiotic decision to sign 5 years, 175 for Bregman instead of 5 years, 160 for Alonso.
Well, not if you think he's a better fit and a better player coach.
But the Red Sox need a right-handed power bat.
Well, Bregman could be.
I mean, he is not the same power bat as Pete Alonso.
Well, Alonso had 38 homers. Bregman had, what, 25, and he was hurt for a lot of the years. So it's not like a huge difference.
I think if you gave Pete Alonso Fenway Park last year, he would have had more than 38.
And he's also a better overall player. You would agree with that. I mean, Alonso's could be a DH in short order, certainly by the end of this thing. So he's all-around player. You can make the case Bregman's a better player than Alonso, right? Overall player, you can make that case.
Sure.
And maybe even a better fit with the Red Sox.
But don't you think that at the end of both of those, you're going to have a DH? And if you take the fielding out of Bregman, he's nowhere near what Alonso would be?
Yeah, but you need Bregman to fill Devers, which was the hole you created. It's like the whole point of all of last year in the Devers trade.
But that's what I keep going back to. The second the Red Sox demanded the team acquiring Devers own the entirety of the contract, the front office showed you their cards.
And didn't they even admit to the financial flexibility that they gained in the deal?
And so when you said it was more important to offload all $300 million than it was to get a return, which would have yielded you maybe, who knows, maybe not the guy from the Twins, but you never know.
Right.
The return you got was insufficient for the player because they took on the onus of the contract.
Right.
And that is what has been most important. It is not winning. It is getting money off your books.
Right. Now, so I just think it's Bregman or bust, and I'm worried about Bregman. I'm even worried about that happening now. But how could you? How could that be possible? How? What is the 2-year plan where you traded Devers? You brought in Bregman, traded Devers, and let Bregman go, and didn't replace him with even another guy. It is frustrating. It's concerning, no doubt about that. Tough
but,
week.
But how can you sit there and say you don't believe in long term deals?
Like what? Well, like, they believe in like Roman Anthony long term.
How many deals. How many World Series did they win without Manny Ramirez?
Manny was here for 3 out of 4.
Two
out of the four.
So they don't win without Manny.
Yeah, when did he leave? '08. Yeah,
he was traded for Jason Bay.
Yeah.
He was actually already traded for Manny Ramirez for Alex Rodriguez and Magaly Ordóñez at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But and then you have in 13, you have David Ortiz signed a pretty big long term deal. In 18, you have David Price who signed a pretty big long term deal. And you sit back and you say, I mean, and where would the Red Sox be in the at all without Pedro Martinez and the trade and the long term deal you gave him?
Well, it just gets back to their new model. I mean, it's their and model is the key word. They like to model these things. They like the driveline guys. They want to win in the way that John Henry was captivated by Billy Bean and Moneyball back in the early 2000s. They're trying to get creative and do things a different way.
Right.
And that's tough.
There's nothing worse, and I don't work with anybody like this, so please don't take it this way, but there's nothing worse than a rich guy acting poor.
Jeez.
And it is, I mean, it is so pathetic. It really is. It's just, and everything is right. I called this for years. The more acquisitions you get, the Penguins, Liverpool, Roush Fenway, trying to get the NBA team in Vegas, all of this is on the backs of the people that listen to this radio station. It's on the Red Sox fan that invests, that spends whatever, that $75 for the tour every Saturday morning where they're full when we're heading in to do our broadcast in center field. It is, and, you know, Sam will do the, like, awkward laugh and be like, our flagship being grumpy. Well, what would you say, Sam? How would you spin this?
Their
to your
spin
fans?
Will be it's not over yet. And they're going on to plan B, right? Didn't Breslow say that this week?
Why would you offer only 3 years for a guy you know is going to get more? Why would you even waste your time?
They weren't really in on him.
Of course they were.
It wasn't serious.
So what's the point? Honestly, I really would love to know what the point is.
I think they probably just were hoping he would sign here over Baltimore because his wife's from here.
But didn't they all cry after John Lester left and said that was just a mistake? The 3 years, $75 million that they offered John Lester, and they said, well, that was an inflection point. And then they signed David Price because they overcorrected back. But now they're done overcorrecting. They just let it be.
Well, that was Dombrowski. It was just a different era. It was a different era. So I'm uncomfortable. It's just I'm in an uncomfortable waning game now because I liked last year they did some things quickly because we're already past the Crochet trade anniversary, I believe. Now, Bregman was late, and I think that's going to happen again, right? Don't you see this like dragging out multiple months now? Because Bregman's not going to jump to sign a 3-year deal again.
What is going to be the story of Major League Baseball will be the looming work stoppage. That is going to be because baseball just had a phenomenal World Series. The ratings across all the important demographics, both locally and nationally, were exploding. Boston had reclaimed its place. I mean, the city was buzzing. It was a great summer for Fenway Park and the Boston Red Sox. And all you're going to be hearing about nationally, because the regular season baseball is not a national story like the NFL is. It's just not. You're going to be hearing about this past year. You had the Bryce Harper confrontation with the drunk Commissioner Manfred. You're going to have these stories are going to be percolating all year. And the man behind it all, just like Jacobs was in 08-09, will be John Henry. And the fan base, I'm sure you'll read about it in the Globe.
Well, the Globe did report they were, Healy was the guy that had the story, right? That they were not even in on the polar bear, basically.
Michael Silverman did an entire feature on sports betting issues in sports and didn't mention once that the paper was owned by a guy, John Henry, who owns a team that's in Major League Baseball that spends money with betting companies. But that's neither here nor there. I just feel like you're going to see this entire season. It's all going to be about the looming lockout and John Henry's ruthless approach, because John Henry wants streamlined financial gain.
Now, do you think fans, because of the Dodgers' dominance in other markets, will actually embrace it in some way, like to break the Dodgers? Because that's actually a little card they have in their back pocket.
It's pathetic. Honestly, it's pathetic. Why? We're Boston. People care here. Why would we subjugate that advantage to other cities because our owner is only making $50 million?
Because our owner is not willing to get in that pool.
Well, but that's his choice. You can, obviously, there's a way that they'll hear you. You know, the Red Sox front office recently gets mad at people for telling them they're wrong, not mad at themselves for failing.
Yeah. Well, give us your thoughts on the Red Sox. The week, obviously a tough one. I don't think there's any way to spin that in a positive way. And Baltimore got better. Toronto signed Cease, and now Tyler Rogers. They're better. I guess the Yankees haven't done anything. That's the one silver lining. You and the Yankees, so far, status quo.
Well, you did lose to the Yankees, so you probably should have to be a little better than
the offseason. Probably should. Get Schlittler over here. 617-779-7937. But I do want to talk Pats Bills because it is something. This is a huge game tomorrow, Curtis. I was actually just going back and refreshing some of the highlights of the Week 5 game, the whiteout game in Buffalo. Drake's first big signature win on the road, and he had a good part in that, definitely. Can he do it again tomorrow? And bury the Bills is probably not the right term, but I want to get your what's at stake tomorrow. We always like to do that with Bills Pats, if they win, if they lose.
Let the record show if the Red Sox had signed Alonso, you would not be rushing to Patriots talk.
I think it's a huge game you got to talk about. Biggest game in 5 years, consensusly.
It really is.
I want them both. I'd like Red Sox talk. I'd like Pats talk. Let's do them both today. In the meantime, it's David Azar with What's Trending.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Yeah, I think as we've seen, it's generally been slow to materialize. But you know, we're having conversations with other teams, and agents, and still recognize that there's at this point some work to be done in terms of rounding out the roster on the position player side and finding that middle of the order bat that can really kind of change the profile of our offense.
There's Prez. Front office report will be back, I think next year. Ken and Curtis show here on WEI, talking about the Red Sox week that was, with Pete Alonso already being introduced and have his new locker and new jersey down in Baltimore. Orioles loading up. Toronto Blue Jays loading up. Red Sox still in a holding pattern. Do you think they will sign Bregman? I mean, push comes to shove.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, if I had to guess, no.
Somebody pointed out he took his Red Sox logo. Somebody on the Twitch line. Or the text line, he took his Red Sox logo off his Twitter page. So Boris is playing hardball. He's got all the leverage, but they need him. God, do they need him? If you let him go,
I made this analogy on the Greg Hill show, and I think it's the perfect way to describe Sam Kennedy. You know, The Town, great movie. What do you like better, The Town or Departed?
I'm a Departed guy. Yeah,
I'm a Town over Departed. And because Slane, my boy, so. Yeah. we are in that movie. Ben Affleck is a bank robber in Charlestown, been there forever. And John Hamm's consigliere at the FBI Boston office is a former neighbor of Ben Affleck and his dad, and his Ben Affleck's dad's in jail famously because they're all bank robbers from Charlestown. And that guy, who I don't know his name, but I'm sure Tangway would know it, he had a whole series on one of the networks that I watched during the pandemic. But he sits across from Ben Affleck, and he's going after him about the prince and how he's going to get him in jail. And Ben says to him, you know, our families were good to you. You came to our town, and we took care of you. Is this how you treat your friends? That's Sam Kennedy. Sam Kennedy, I get John Henry. He's a venture capitalist, heartless businessman. God love him. He's made a bunch of money. Good for him. Sam Kennedy grew up in Brookline. He started with Theo Epstein in the front office in San Diego, came over here, was an underling of Larry Lucchino for half a generation, is now the president of all of Fenway Sports Group. And it's like, this is, like, you're going to put a shine on this turd? Like, this is how you want to live your life?
They're into sustainability. They want to compete every year. That's their new catchphrase, right? So it's and they won't sign long. They won't sign guys in their 30s to long-term deals.
So when they were spending money in the early 2000s and then the 2010s, were they not winning every year?
Right. They've changed their model.
Which model has yielded more success?
They're hoping to
do both. But no, not hope.
Both.
But what
you, of course, of course.
So then how can you say that this is what is sustainable? What's sustainable is winning when you spend for the best players.
But that's why they want the hard cap. They want to eliminate the Dodgers and put in a Bruins-type system where they can spend to the cap every year and have a chance to win championships, right? That's what they're going for.
But this is my frustration with the way in which the Celtic fan and media relate to the second apron talk, where Wick Grosbeck, who's great, comes in studio, does a great job. And he's like, well, I just don't think anybody's going to go on the second apron because everything's so punitive. And it's like, you know, you lose a draft pick in 10 years, and it's a way of colluding against the players. The owners don't want to spend. They want to have very punitive measures that they put in place. This is not something that is put in place by others.
Right.
They, the owners of these sports, attempt to corral the spending of other owners so that they don't get heat themselves for not spending.
Right.
It's all a self-fulfilling prophecy.
But from a fan's perspective, you could make the case the NHL is a good product to watch. I mean, the Minnesota Wild just made a huge trade for Quinn Hughes, right? They're going to go for it this year. They probably couldn't compete with the big market teams in the old NHL system.
Right. If I'm from Kansas City, I love this idea.
Right.
I'm not. Like, I don't Fair. Give a damn about the rest of baseball. And it seems pretty healthy to me. I mean, this past season was record everything. Revenue, ratings, attendance, all of it. The World Series was the best that was double the NBA Finals without an American team.
But as you pointed out, they're no longer a top five market spending team. They're a top 10 at best.
But that's not okay.
And that's not going to win.
But it's not what they should be. It is not at all what they should be doing. It's like going to Grill 23 and trying to split a petite filet.
I know, but that's what they are doing. This is what we were stuck with. Let's go to the phones. Sox fans want to weigh in. This is the Sox Station. Let's go to Justin in D.C. Hello, Justin.
Hey, gentlemen. I think that Craig Breslow did make the decision to not offer Alonso 4 or 5 years, and I don't think we can blame it all on John Henry. Because credible reports last offseason said they offered Max Fried 6 years at like 150. And then when Breslow failed at that because he can't read the market, he went and traded for Crochet that next day. So I think there's a combination of two things. Henry is being a miser and setting the budget like under the CBT2. But Breslow also had plenty of money to go out there and sign Alonso. He just doesn't believe in that as a model, a big hitter who can hit for power and can't play defense. So that's point one.
Justin, quickly, if I could jump in, two things. I'm not going to say which one. He used the Wordle in your answer there. And two, it is absolutely not on Craig Breslow, Justin, at all. He was the 13th guy to interview because nobody wanted the job. He is a puppet of a front office that doesn't want to spend.
Well, that is all true. I just think that he's not good at his job because he is a groupthink GM. So his model, the thing about Moneyball was, yes, it was a new way of looking at the game with statistics. But the reason why it was effective is because it was a GM not doing what everybody else does. Craig Breslow is a GM that does what everybody else does. So inherently, and he's just not that good at it, right? He's just like the Baltimore GM before they started to spend and everybody else. You need to think differently or have massive cojones to break the modeling, and he doesn't. But my question is, Alex Bregman signed with us because we were going to be winners. We had Rafael Devers locked up for 8 years. We traded for Garrett Crochet. You had Anthony and Meyer coming up. And with all that young talent, this ownership group could spend. Breslow has traded away Devers. The future looks bleak because Baltimore and Toronto are much better than they were last offseason. And the Yankees are still much better than you. They're getting an ace Garrett Crochet back. So my honest question to you guys is, why would Alex Bregman sign here if we're not going to give him the most years and most money?
Yeah, it's a fair point. I mean, I think they have to hope his market, he doesn't have a market. Kind of happened last year, like Detroit was in on him. He really didn't want to go there. He was able to leverage them a bit, but in the end, he took the one-year deal for $40 million a year, which is what it turned out to be.
But here's where...
But I'm worried about that, definitely. But Bregman doesn't want to come back here now.
This is what happens. Like, not only are they not spending... They are doing the opposite of what they're saying in terms of the method. They keep saying urgent. This is the opposite of urgent. This is allowing everybody else to set a market and choosing not to engage. Like, Schwarber went for 5 years, 130.
Five for 155.
Whatever. And then 1 million more per year or 2 million more per year was Alonso.
Yep, yep.
It was pretty well there. It was telegraphed to everybody. Mm-hmm. And I know they're talking to Boris, who represents Bregman and Alonso.
That's a starting point for Bregman.
So you're sitting back here, and to me, Craig Breslow is just whatever.
He does have a job to do. At the deadline, I didn't think he did a good job. He had a chance to get something done. He didn't.
Yeah, I just don't. To me, it is this is an ownership group that had an opportunity to galvanize and take advantage of the season they just had, and they have not only not done that, they have done the opposite. They have totally taken a dump and said it was dinner.
Not a good start. I'll admit that. Let's go to the Cape. Talk to JT. Hello, JT.
Hey, what's up, guys? Great show. I just wanted to reach out and ask, is this something that the ownership of the Sox is doing just for the Red Sox, or are they doing this for Roush, the Pittsburgh, and Liverpool? I know Liverpool, the call taker, said they just won last season, but
yeah,
I mean, they're handicapping the Red Sox, and they just – trying to go out and acquire new assets and just grow financially? Is that what you think they're doing?
I mean, Liverpool fans have complained about that. I can't say I follow their other business ventures, Curtis, daily, but yeah. You get that complaint. I mean, the Penguins are in a cap sport, so that's not as big of a factor. But, that's the concern is that, as you point out, the portfolio is big and they have spread themselves too thin.
No, and it's not that, you're thinking it's entirely, an intentional decision to impact your businesses negatively. Like, John Henry doesn't want his baseball team to fail any more than he wants his hockey team to fail. But if you have four kids as opposed to one, and they all want to go to college, you're going to have to you might be doing a lot of state school, you might be doing some trades. You have to take in some loans. Like, you're going to have to change the way you operate because you have more mouths to feed.
Go to AJ in Cranston. Morning, AJ.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Kind of Curtis. Listen to you every morning on Greg Hill's show. You're 100% right. The Sox, they treat us fans, everyday fans that tune in, listen on EEI every day. They're treating us with blatant disrespect and disregard. And John Henry, the ultimate miser that he is, sitting up there penny pinching his billions of dollars. His entire portfolio, and then he has the audacity to come out and say, oh, we're going to be big spenders and big players, and you pointed out, Sam Kennedy, right from the get-go, we're not going to share our plans and tip competitive balance. Like, it's a runaround, and it's frustrating for us diehard Sox fans that spend money on this team, go to Fenway, listen to the games, watch the games on this, and download the app, and like with Bregman. I don't think Bregman's going to resign yet. Ken, you pointed out, he came to the Sox because he wanted to sign with a winner. And I don't really see the winning transplanting to next year. The fact that they were in they made the playoffs last year, they had the early exit, I get, but still they were there. And they're a right-handed bat, power bat away from going further. And It's so frustrating from a diehard Sox fan perspective. It really is.
Thanks, AJ.
If they lose Bregman, it'll be more frustrating than the Schwarber departure, wouldn't you say? Even though was so successful, but it was such a short burst.
But to the extent that I enabled John Henry, I apologize. because you and I were pants off with the Cohiba. And
rightly so. They had a good offseason last year. They had a good offseason last year.
They waited until the very end, and then they signed him to that deal.
Well, they won. They outsmarted the market last year.
Okay. The Cohiba was false advertising.
No. Not at the time. At the time, they had a good team, and it was a playoff team.
Okay.
They just didn't get the job done at the deadline.
Why do you think
they
didn't get the job done? Because they didn't get the assets that they could have gotten for Devers because they wanted the money over the assets, which tells you that winning is not important. Like, how many times do I have to say that from the top of a mountain?
Okay, but I'm just going back. You're going back to last offseason and saying that was a fraud. At the time, it was not.
Well, we thought we had Devers and Bregman. Now you have neither.
Right.
And in an offseason where there was actual first baseman corner power available, you've let both go. See you later.
Okay, now what do you think about Eugenio Suarez?
I don't know. The G's silent.
What about Polanco?
Placido?
Big in the playoffs. He's not related to Placido, is he?
I have no idea.
Let's go to Steve in the truck. Hello, Steve.
Gentlemen, hi. How are you doing today?
Good. What's up?
You know, Ken, I'm so tired of hearing about small market teams and all that other stuff and caps, because if you look at it, what's it, 30 teams in baseball? Mm-hmm. They get a $6 billion television contract. With the revenue sharing, before you ever pay a person, it's $200 million a team. I'm sorry. This money thing is bull. Henry is just trying to break the union and trying to get a cap because he doesn't want to spend money. This is ridiculous. When he first came here, you had four championships within 20 years. All you had to do was get Alonso, and the people would be ecstatic. A guy like him in Fenway Park would probably hit 40 home runs, give you 100 RBIs, and you have a center corner piece in the middle of your lineup. That's all you had to do. I don't understand what the problem is. You got back $300 million from Devers. As Chris said, all they cared about was the money aspect. They didn't get any players, really, for them. So what was your big plan going forward? I don't understand it. I'm really perplexed by that.
Right. It is hard to understand, and the Globe's reporting that they were, significant money and years away. It was like... And that they didn't like older players, that came out as well. Which Sean McAdam says, right. So they're going to dispute that, but I think that's pretty obvious. They just don't trust guys in their 30s to long-term deals.
But this is what they'll say. Curtis is always ripping us. We were in on him. Our track record speaks for itself.
They can't even say that here. Like, they could say that with Soto, I guess, because nobody disproved
it. He sat across from me and said I was lying when they did everything I said they were doing. There is no bottom.
Well, he said at the time, anybody who disputes that we're engaged
and
care about this team
as we
were, right, they're lying. Right.
And we would all say that, right? Without a shadow of a doubt, they've changed. And
they
he said
changed.
That with a straight face, right, looking into my eyes, doing this with his hand, and then he swore.
You ripped the Patriots that day, though. It was good for you.
People want
you to be equal opportunity.
But that's the other thing. Deflecting Wiggy, like yesterday, there's not been a person in the market that has talked about the Patriots' cash spending more than I have.
Where are they this year, by the way? They're winning despite it, right?
15th, yeah.
So, boy, they just hit on everything.
Well, if you have Drake May, your cash spending is down, but the reality of their roster is going to be very different shortly.
Real quickly, because we had a lot of Sox talks, so we have to keep this going. But what's at stake tomorrow? We tease this now. If the Pats lose the home game, the chance to win the division, fall to three losses, might cost them a first-round bye, right? That's pretty obvious.
Yes.
So, might cost Drake May the MVP, his chances to therein to win, his last big test against maybe the only legitimate team left. Baltimore's pretty good.
So it's actually, to me, there is far more on the line tomorrow for the Patriots than the Bills.
In a weird way,
because the Bills are going to be a playoff team. They're going to be the sixth or the seventh, fifth or sixth seed in the AFC. And the Patriots are in so at 4 o'clock, you'll have the Packers and the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
So the Patriots win tomorrow and the Packers win. Then the Patriots are on their way to a first round bye. And then you're looking at potentially the Broncos and the Bills, one of those teams being eliminated on wild card weekend.
Broncos are underdogs in that game? At
home? Both Patriots and Broncos are underdogs at home, even though they are currently the top teams in their conference. And what the Bills have, obviously, I think finally nationally, I heard Colin Cowherd yesterday talking about McDermott, that his job may be on the line. Because the entirety of that organization is basically Josh Allen. Like, it's kind of like the 06 Patriots. Like, you have everybody, and you have one guy trying to do everything to get you where you want to go.
Good running back, but that's pretty much it.
Right. So Lawrence Maroney was a good running back. I mean, nothing great.
Saquon Barkley.
I would say Saquon Barkley is a little better than James Cook, but you never know. Either way, not this season. You're probably right. The game tomorrow is going to be the first old school people standing the whole game, like legit, like intense old school
football. Drama, stuff on the line. Oh, like
awesome. I thought we were so far away from that. I just to have that, especially a 1 o'clock game. To me, the biggest storyline on Monday is if the Patriots win, it's Vrabel and Drake May own the AFC East. The Bills lost their chance to win at a high level for the last several years.
They would go to 9-5.
If the Patriots lose, it is, all right, bye likely off the table, and Drake May likely not the MVP. I think Mike Vrabel's the coach of the year if they win the division in the end.
Who's
anyway.
His closest competition? Is it
probably Sean Payton. Or
maybe
the Seattle,
Sean Payton.
The McDonald, what, McDougal, the guy with the Seahawks, Liam, the former Raven.
Oh, Mike McDonald, Seattle. Or Liam Cohen, Jags.
Yeah, they won four straight.
That's pretty impressive.
But I just think, given where the Patriots were and where they are, it's pretty remarkable.
But you also have the Bills going to Cleveland next week. So if they win, they're 10-4. You split the season series, so you're one loss back, and then you go to Cleveland. Pats have Baltimore.
I think they'll beat Baltimore.
I think they will too, but now all of a sudden division is back in play.
I guess, but I don't think the Bills are a shoe-in anywhere. I mean,
they lost to Miami.
They lost to Miami. They had to, they had to pull one out of their ass against the Bengals last week at home.
Yeah, they're not what they were, but they're still – Josh Allen is still good.
Oh, totally.
You still needed some big turnovers in that first game to beat them. And he's just ahead of where Drake is in his development, so you trust him more a little bit in big games.
And as far as the Patriots have climbed in a calendar year, the Chiefs have done the opposite. They have sunk to the bottom. And if you now look at the actual stats of what's been going on, this will be the third consecutive season where Mahomes will have a passer rating sub-96. He will be 15th or worse in passer rating in the NFL. 15th or worse. Everybody talks about Brady's, you know, struggles. His third year as a starter, they missed the playoffs, but he was fourth in passer rating. Tom Brady has had better stats to close out the last 3 years of his career than Mahomes has the last 3 years overall, and Brady was 43, 44, and 45.
And I don't know if you heard Sal Capaccio, the Bills guy, on with Jones and Keefe this week, but he was pointing out because of the Chiefs and their struggles this year, stakes are raised even more for McDermott, Bills fans. They've never had an easier path in their mind.
But the other thing that's crazy is that I agree. The Bills have to take advantage of this, and especially because the Patriots are going to be getting better. They're not quite there yet. So to get the Patriots before Drake May has legit more weapons, and, you know, everybody's healthy, all that. But the way in which the Chiefs have been discussed nationally, you have the whatever it is, 10 straight divisional crowns done or whatever it was. People forget the two preceding seasons to 2018. The Chiefs went to the playoffs, won the division, and their starting quarterback was a Pro Bowler. So when Mahomes goes in 18, everybody's like, that's the beginning of all this. That is factually inaccurate. They had been a playoff team winning their division.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is nowhere near what Brady did when he first got here. They were 5-13.
Is it the Andy Reid dynasty then? That's coming to an end.
But it's just, to compare it, especially on such a basic level, is so dishonest to say that they were similar. They had been a playoff team. They played the Patriots here. Like, it's just laughably insane. And if Tom Brady had a sub-96 passer rating and was 15th in total rating in the NFL for three straight years, Max Kellerman would have him 10 feet below ground.
All right, Pats and Sox both on the table. 617-779-7937. Ken and Curtis on EEI.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Pressure right at him. He gets rid of it and it's caught. What a play to Diggs for the first down across the 40-yard line. Drake May, what a play. Wow.
You have to be kidding me. First of all, he's trying to get outside the pocket so he could throw it away. And then he just stood up and he said, my guy is right there, and made one of the great plays of the night.
Week 5, long time ago, October 5th, I think, Sunday Night Football, the whiteout in Buffalo. That was the signature play of the game from Drake. May gets away, shakes off the would-be sack from, I think, Daquan Jones, one of those D-linemen, was like in the backfield quick. 2020 game, Pats need to get a first down, move down the field. Shrugs the guy off, falling down, hits Diggs, whatever, 12-yard gain, something like that. But huge, huge. And then they hit one more pass to Booty. Borregatlis, Andre, yep, kicks that 52-yarder, and the Pats win. So it's not like Drake hasn't outplayed Josh Allen already once. We've seen it. That was it. Allen had the pick to Marcus Jones in the red zone in the earlier stages of the game. Can he do it again? Do you feel like Drake is equal to Josh, if not ascending past him at this point?
No, he is not equal to Josh. If you flip the quarterbacks in this game, I think the Patriots are favored by 4 points at home.
Yep.
Not like, you know, earth-shattering, but Josh Allen is his own entity, right? He's been successful with Daboll. He's been successful with Brady. He's been successful with all these different coordinators. And that entirety of Hard Knocks, which sucked this year, was basically keep Josh Allen healthy. He's our only chance. And entering tomorrow,
which they've kind of done, by the way. They have actually protected him well, and he's had good numbers. And
dad's strength. You saw the big announcement.
Yeah, right. He's distracted by that.
Right.
Drake has Bakemus on his side.
I wonder if Courtney and Haley Steinfeld will do a co-shower.
I'm sure she'd be into that.
I feel like tomorrow the story of the game will be how the Patriots contain Allen. Like, I feel like the approach they had in October, mm-hmm, was better than any approach they've had, whether it was Bill or anybody. Like,
yeah,
the Patriots really struggled with Josh Allen for years under Belichick.
Yep.
And the way they kept him contained, you know, you got to keep, you know, got to keep the edge, set the edge. And Harold Landry was on the injury report, but I believe he's a full go now.
Playing a lot of zone against him.
Maybe miss Milton Williams in this one.
Yeah, that's true. No Milton Williams. No Will Campbell.
Right, nasty. But I give the Patriots one of the check marks.
Give me a check. Quarterback?
Coach, edge.
Well, yeah, that's the biggest edge.
Receivers? Offensive coordinator, edge, Patriots. Receivers, edge, Patriots. Quarterback, edge, Bills.
Tight ends?
Edge, Bills.
Yep.
and
Pass Rush, Intangibles,
whoever's doing the lighting of the light.
Yeah, Patriots. Who is doing that? Is it Wiggy tomorrow?
It's Greg, Clams Casino.
Oh, good. No. Oh, Greg was very upset at the Clams Casino. We went out for a lunch yesterday, and they had taken it off the menu at this fine establishment. He had to, it was called the owner over. What? Where is the Clams Casino?
I never have had it. It used to be at Rogie's.
Did
you ever go to Rogie's in Cleveland Circle?
No, no.
Oh. They wrap their to-go food in aluminum foil. And so I put it in my microwave oven and nearly burnt the whole dorm down.
Sounds bad.
But no, they had a Clams Casino that if you lost a bet, you had to have.
Okay. Greg will be back tomorrow in full force with the hat and T-shirt.
At McGonagall's.
McGonagall's event, which we'll be there for the pregame show as well. Let's go to Coach in New Hampshire. Back to the phones.
Hi.
Hey, Coach.
Hi, guys. Great show as always. Now, I'm no NFL historian, but I think this is the fastest and most effective turnaround in NFL history. The Patriots hit a home run with their coaching staff, their NFL free agents, and their draft class. It's been unbelievable. And one thing that's not talked about is the Bills' defense has been kind of porous. If the weather's decent tomorrow, I see the Patriots putting up 35-plus. And my Red Sox comment is simple. I don't want to lose the lefty. I don't care if he doesn't hit 100 miles an hour carnally early. And a lot of people don't agree with me, but I would make Jaren Duran, if we don't trade him, I would make him my full-time DH. I want him out of the field, but I love what he brings to the table with his speed and sort of excitement and his offensive ability. And I would not lead him off. I would bat him seventh. And then that's kind of my take between the Pats and the Red Sox. Great
right, show,
guys.
Thank you, Coach. Well, there you go. That would be a super outfield. You'd have Duran as your fourth outfielder, emergency outfielder, and DH. But they'll make a trade at some point there with one of those guys. You can see that coming.
Casas or...
And that's their preferred method of acquiring talent now, because you can get guys with just a couple years left. You get the Sonny Grays of the world. You pay them for a year. And I guess, you know, as a fan, you just have to be ready for that approach. I mean, I know you don't want to accept it, and that's fine, and you have fans have the right to bitch about it, but this is the reality we live in now. This is what they do. They're not signing guys in their 30s to long-term deals.
So then so I'm just fascinated by this. Who tells Will Fleming what he tweeted?
He must have believed it.
Obviously, he heard something.
Yes, yes.
And
he got caught up in the...
But, like, who would that... Would that be Sam?
No, I can't imagine
Cora?
That.
Cora. Because you get burned by that person.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That was high. You know, but you read all these reports. It's like there are national reporters saying the Sox are in on this guy. The Sox are in on that guy. So there's a lot of stuff flying during winter meetings.
This is another thing that really irritates the crap out of me. It is beneficial to all parties to say the Red Sox are interested. It's no skin off the back of passing because more people will click a story. The agent representing the guy they're talking about loves having new suitors because that drives the interest, drives the price, and all of that, everybody wins. With Juan Soto, you're like, why would David Ortiz fly to L.A.? I don't know. Maybe they put him on a private jet.
Well, like with Alonso, he met with them, right? There was a report that he drove whatever. He lives in Florida, so he drove over to meet with the Red Sox. Don't you hope at some point he leaks the details of what happened in that meeting?
But that doesn't benefit him because then what? Who knows in 5 years if he still wants to play? He doesn't want to alienate the Red Sox front office.
Can I just hope?
No, but that's my point. Is Scott Boras is never going to burn the Red Sox publicly because he benefits when the Red Sox are engaged.
But if what we think happened is as reported, they lowballed him basically. So Polar Bear at some point might tell his buddies, like, can you believe they called me in for a meeting and they offered me 3 years at this?
But the point is that maybe he was telling Baltimore that the Red Sox offered him much more money to get more money out of Baltimore, so it doesn't benefit him in any way to come clean about what the Red Sox offer was.
Well, now it doesn't matter. He's got the deal signed.
But
I'm just hoping
for some intel. It is very short-term thinking to not burn a bridge like that.
Yeah, he's going to be. This is his last deal.
But either way, like, so when people are like, why are they reporting it? That doesn't mean anything.
But I'm telling you why they're reporting it is they were caught up in Polar Bear is meeting with the Red Sox. So something big is going to happen. They all got.
Did you get excited about Juan Soto when the Red Sox flew out there and did the PowerPoint and David Ortiz talked about playing in Boston?
Yeah, I got hopeful.
Okay. They weren't even within a country mile.
It sounded like prior reporting they were closer to that deal than this one.
Half of it. They were at 400.
Who reported that?
I don't know. I'll go back into my Red Sox book.
Thank you. Do that. David, did you keep tabs on that?
Yeah.
By the way, David Azar, our producer.
Yeah.
Will they sign Bregman, yes or no?
Yeah, they have to.
Thank you. Okay. I think he's right about that.
At some point, we're going to stop saying they have to. because they don't.
Well, they did last year. They got to find a way to do it again. Let's go to Ryan in New Jersey. Hello, Ryan.
You got Ken, you're being disingenuous about NFL Coach of the Year. You know that Mike Tomlin, Coach of Men, is the Coach of the Year this year and every year until they launch him into the freaking sun and get him off my back. What anyway, that's not what I call it, of course, Ray. This is what I don't understand about this. I mean, Curtis, you're 100% right. Kennedy is the biggest liar I think I've seen in sports, and I don't know how long. He just lies just basically over and over and over again. But I can't figure out why they have no dignity. They make themselves look like clowns. First off, players don't get the free agency until they're 30 anyway. That's not how it works because small market teams use the Super 2 to keep them in the minors until they're 24 or 25 or whatever. So that's just the reality. So why say we don't like players in our 30s and long-term deals? It doesn't make any sense. Why even go to the winter meeting? Save the jet fuel. You're just embarrassing yourselves over and over again. I mean, Breslow is negotiating extensions with guys up from the minors in July, and he's looking for trades in December. He's, you know, he's backwards. Like, this just nothing that they do makes any sense at this point. And one thing, I appreciate the call, guys. I'll get off. But one thing I saw in looking this week before all the crap hit the fan with Alonzo or whatever is there's a statistic out there about salary to revenue ratio. Basically, the Dodgers are 80%. They spend 80% of their revenue each year on their salary, on their team salary, because the guy doesn't care. He's got enough money. He doesn't care. He just wants to win. He's like John Henry circa 2006 or whatever. But the Red Sox, and the last year I could find was 2023, their revenue-to-salary ratio was 34%, which was 23rd in the major leagues. So that is the number that matters, not this break-even business crap that Kennedy spins. They're not spending a lot of money based on how much they bring in. That's really the problem. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
right,
it.
Very you need to add that to your spreadsheet, Curtis, the revenue-to-expenditure ratio.
I saw that. You know one place you won't see that?
The Globe?
That's right.
Well, they did report a lot on Alonzo.
Why would you pay for players when you can buy the entities that cover your team?
What do you think the Bregman deal ends up being? 4 years for 160? Do they overpay for to get him down to four? Compromise? I don't even know what it could be.
I am just so deflated about this whole offseason.
It is deflating.
It was just an awful week for them.
Well, it's a long offseason, Curtis, as you know. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Okay.
Spring training doesn't launch until late
February. Orioles are now a bigger player than you are.
Good offense. Very good.
The Orioles.
Taylor Ward and Pete Alonso, back-to-back. And the Blue Jays are like machines. They're like unbelievable.
Remember last year we thought they were getting Vlad Guerrero Jr.?
All right. You want your keys to the game next? Do you want to
make
Wiggy?
I love it.
I want
to the pass.
And I need a forecast. Can you do that for me, please?
I sure can.
All right, that's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. and for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.